Grande Prairie, Alta. A judge sentenced a former medical health officer Tuesday to 5.5 years in prison for sexually assaulting a child in northern Alberta. Dr. Albert de Villiers, 54, was found guilty during his trial in February of sexual assault and sexual interference of a boy in Grande Prairie, Alta, between 2018 and 2020. At the time of the arrest in 2021, de Villiers was the chief medical officer of health for BC's Interior Health, following his previous work as the top public health doctor in northern Alberta. The child, whose identity is protected under a publication ban, was 7 when the abuse began. The boy testified that de Villiers showed him pornography and touched him several times at the doctor's home. Court of King's Bench Justice Shayna Leonard said while reading her decision that the boy's parents trusted de Villiers with their child. The offender had effortless access to the child, the judge said, adding the age of the boy at the time was a significant aggravating factor. The power imbalance between children and adults is even more pronounced for younger children whose dependency is usually a tool and were often helpless without the protection of their parents. The boy testified that his heart turned black, and he felt pain when de Villiers first showed him a pornographic video. He said he was afraid de Villiers would hurt him and his family if he talked about the abuse. The judge said the boy's parents have lost their faith and trust in others, and the father especially blames himself for what happened. She added the boy has a hard time trusting people because of what happened to him. Children who are victimized at a young age endure the consequential harm of sexual violence for longer than those victimized later in life, Leonard said. Leonard also ruled that de Villiers not be allowed within 2 kilometers of the boy or have contact with the boy and his family. She said the doctor's career has been ruined, and there is no way for him to restore his credibility. His career as a medical doctor is undoubtedly over, she said. While he is likely still employable, no employment he attains will ever match what he has lost. De Villiers faces other charges, including sexual exploitation, in a separate case. A trial is scheduled to take place in Grande Prairie in August. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 13, 2023. By Ritika Dubby in Edmonton. This story was produced with the financial assistance of the Meta and Canadian Press News Fellowship. The Canadian Press.